St. Francis Manoir resident Edith Bewley will turn 100 years old on April 28th. Celebrating with her will be her nephew Ralph Rorick and his wife Bonnie. Aunt Edie, as she is called, moved to Lennoxville on February 18, 2013, from Cambridge, Ontario, to the Manoir St. Francis, to be closer to her nephews and their wives. She's very healthy, takes no medication, only vitamins. She's a wonderful lady, loved by all. I know that you will enjoy meeting her, as I did. How does it feel to be turning 100?
I don't find it any different.
No?
No, I don't. Only that I don't get along with my memory and everything. As long as you can verify that, I'm still okay.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
But you're able to take care of yourself still?
And, yes, I am.
Mm-hmm, do most of the necessary things that need to be done every day?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That's great.
And I have my niece here and her husband to take me shopping and do anything here that I need fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Ralph,
mm-hmm.
her husband, comes and he fixes things up.
So you're in relatively good health.
Yes.
Well, you're very lucky.
I'm very lucky, very thankful.
So do you think there's a secret to becoming 100 years old?
No. No.
And no special food? And you eat what you want?
I eat anything I want. That's another thing to be thankful for.
Right. And so have you always had good health?
Yes.
Yes?
That's very fortunate.
And so were you born in the Lennoxville area?
No, in Quebec City.
Can you tell me a little bit about your life?
Only that I've just had good health, good mm-hmm. friends.
Did you have a career, or did you have children? Or
no, I never had a family.
Never had a family? Did you have a career?
No.
No?
Teacher. I spent most of my, when I'm young, and with my mother, helping mother.
Mm-hmm.
As I told Bonnie a few days ago, the war broke out,
mm-hmm.
and my only brother went overseas,
mm-hmm.
and which was very hard on Mom.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad said, maybe I should stay with Mother,
mm-hmm.
stay home with Mother. And so I stayed, and I was able to go shopping for her.
So you were your mother's caregiver for many years?
Yes, right.
Okay.
She wasn't available.
No, no.
Not when at this time, no.
And how long have you lived in Lennoxville?
Since February
18th. Oh,
Benny, you
February
know
18th.
February 18th. Oh, okay. So
she was in Cambridge, Ontario before.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Right.
So what made you decide to come back to Lennoxville?
It'll be closer to my family.
So your family are all around here?
Well, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Not all from here, but more, a lot closer than Cambridge, Ontario.
Yes. And how do you like living in Quebec as compared to living in Cambridge?
Well, I like it because I only left Quebec after I got married.
How many years were you married?
50, 51.
When you met your husband, were you living in Quebec City
yes.
at that time?
Yes, he was from around Quebec, too.
Okay. And were you able to speak French?
No.
No? Oh, wow. So that must have been difficult for you to live in a pretty much a totally French area. How did you get along?
Well, I got along very well. Most of the French people could speak English.
Oh, yes?
Oh, yes.
Wow, that's great. Also here, your niece, and her name is Bonnie Rourke. What do you think of this lady turning 100 years old?
I'll plug my ears.
I just love her.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I come and I'm going to visit for an hour, and I just stay for three.
Really?
Because the stories are so entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually just bought a digital recorder to record her stories.
Is that right?
We're learning things about my husband's mother that we never knew. Wonderful stories about her childhood.
That would be your
sister.
Sister?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
It's just wonderful.
And who was she?
That was Violet Rourke.
Okay.
She lived in Quebec City, and after her husband died, she moved here to mm-hmm. be closer to my husband and myself. Made many friends in Lennoxville.
Mm-hmm.
Was very involved in the community.
And what are some of the stories this nice lady tells you?
Well, I love the story you tell about when you took the peach. Remember, you were a little girl?
Well, I wasn't very old.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a horse, mm-hmm. and my father was busy grooming him, so... Mm-hmm. I was very interested in it, so I thought I'd just go down the street a wee. And on the corner was a grocery store. And in those days, they displayed their produce out on their steps going in. And I saw this box of beautiful big yellow peaches. So I thought, well, maybe I'll just take one.
Mm-hmm.
So I took one and went up to my dad in the yard where he was grooming the horse. And he says, where'd you get that? Ooh. I said, from Mr. Marquis. So he said, you go and put that right back where you got it. Luckily, I hadn't eaten it or taken a bite out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I went back, and nobody evidently even saw me take it.
Mm-hmm.
And I went back and put the peach right where I got it. Wonderful lesson.
Yes.
You never should take anything that doesn't belong to you.
So you always remembered that your whole life?
Yes, I did.
How old were you then?
I was maybe 5'4". I don't know.
But you were quite young.
I was quite small because I didn't know that I shouldn't take this peach.
Right, right. So a lot has changed in the past century from the time that you were a little girl until now. What do you think about all of the changes that have happened in the world when you compare to what life is like now to how the world was when you were young?
I always think there was badness in every, you know, as you go up. Maybe worse now, but I think it's always there. Yes, mm-hmm. It's always a time when these bad things went on.
Mm-hmm. But things were simpler then, don't you think?
Like, yes, I would say so.
We have a lot of technology. I see you have a TV. And when you were a child, I'm sure there were no TVs. Or
no, there wasn't.
And the horse and buggies.
That's it. That was our transportation.
Right.
That's why Dad was grooming a horse.
Mm-hmm.
Really, we're a military family, really.
Yes.
My grandfather was in the 1885 rebellion.
Oh.
In the West.
Mm-hmm.
And so all the way down, there's been people in the army.
What about your dad? What about your dad?
My dad?
Yeah.
Yes, he was in the Army too. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he didn't go overseas. But, yes. As far as I say, all through the years, there's been somebody in the Army, for an Army family, really.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And where did your family originate from?
Well, now, I don't know, really. I don't know. Some people say away back with Scotch. And then I heard two Irish, so I guess I'm a mixture.
You're a mixture between Scottish and Irish? Yes?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
How did you keep your butter cold?
Just a nice box in the fridge, but just with ice.
Right.
The ice man, you come along and you buy your hunks of ice, big cubes of it.
Do you think life is easier or more difficult than it was then?
Oh, I think today is much more difficult.
It's more difficult with all our conveniences?
Oh, yes, I think so. You just have to pick up a paper and read a paper and see the horrible things that are going on. People didn't have all the necessary things that we have now, but they were happy. And
mm-hmm. You feel they were much happier than now?
Oh, no, I wouldn't say that,
no.
You know, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Do you think you'll be around for another 35 years?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
I wouldn't want to be either.
Well, you look like you're still enjoying your life. And I think
no medication.
Just vitamins. Aha, maybe it's vitamins. Maybe that's the secret.
Oh, took vitamins on my own. Mm-hmm. I guess they help, but I don't know. You know?
Yes.
Well,
I would think so.
You say help people if you're a little bit lacking in some vitamin and you happen to be taking that one. Well,
you must have led a very balanced life.
Yes, I did. Yes,
she golfed.
She golfed. Okay.
You used to golf.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you got exercise, and I suppose you always ate right. You ate good food. And
good, plain food.
Not a lot of junk food.
No.
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 No. Like, the occasional glass of wine.
Okay. Well, that's all right.
That's nice.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Okay. And probably you never smoked.
No.
Never smoked, no?
Never smoked, no.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's something I should have tried, eh?
Well, why? Would you have been 100 if you had tried it? That's the question.
Well, yes, I wouldn't have the health I have today, maybe.
I don't think so. Well, it's such a pleasure to have met you, Mrs. Bewley.
You're very welcome.
Thank you very much for the time that you've spent with us today.
You're very welcome.
And also thank you as well, Bonnie.
Enjoyed it.
Mrs. Edith Bewley, turning 100 years old this coming Sunday. What a great lady.